Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out in Wellington, Kapiti Coast and Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to people listening around New Zealand and indeed around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and as always, the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you listen tonight, I hope you can sit back and relax. Keep warm over the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news in Ireland and some of the topics we'll be covering tonight. The weather is dominating the news in Ireland. We're normally talking about floods. We're talking about snowstorms or other types of storms. This time, it's the too much sunshine. And there's water shortages. There's a huge lot of things happen as a result of the fine weather, which is going to last for at least another week. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach have been in New York earlier this week, launching Ireland's bid along with U2 to get a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. Huge weekend of sport in Ireland. More news about the Pope's visit, and there could be a general election in September before the next budget is introduced. So all that and much more on the programme tonight. And up first tonight, we've got the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur, and they're singing all about When You Were Sweet 16.
When you were sweet.
purchased the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur when you were sweet 16, and that brings back memories of when the Fury Brothers were here. I think they've only been in New Zealand once in my lifetime here in the last 30 years, and we took them out to Chamberlain Park to have a game of golf. I think there was about five brothers, and Davy Arthur and Finbar was the main man, and he was a pretty keen golfer. And of course Chamberlain Park, not far from where the studio is tonight, is in the news because the Auckland Council may cut up half it and turn it into a park. Anyway, that's a different story, but if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and we've moved into the beginning of July here, and the beginning of July in Ireland. This time last year, Ireland was having one of its worst summers on record. Well, that's all changed now, because we're now into at least a month since there was any notable amount of rain in Leinster and the East Coast, and the weather is dominating the news in Ireland. We all love a bit of sunshine, and I'm sure there's many people that's enjoying the sunshine, but farmers especially need water now. We don't have the irrigation systems that New Zealand farmers have here in New Zealand. And I was listening to a large horticultural farmer being interviewed on RTE the other morning, and he's got over 600 acres of broccoli, and unless he gets rain soon, his crop, the returns will be half what it was last year. So he would love a bit of rain, and so would farmers in pretty much every other part of Ireland. Of course, it's good news for the ice cream manufacturers, it's good news for people selling barbecues and outdoor equipment, because everybody is out there enjoying the fine weather. And even though it rains a lot in Ireland, when we get a month of fine weather, it can impact on the level of water that's available. So there's now a restriction on using hose pipes to water gardens or to water anything in Dublin, and that's spreading to other parts of the country over the next few days. There was a big leak the other night in Killarney where a mains pipe burst, and I heard the head of Irish Water being interviewed yesterday on the radio, and he's just talking about, you know, a lot of these old pipes that have been in the ground, they're asbestos-type pipes, are subject to break and damage like they had in Drogheda last year. So that's an issue that they have to deal with on an ongoing basis. But he says that there'll be water restrictions coming in inside the next few days, and these will last for at least a month because all the reservoirs are all down. So what's good news for one person is not great news for another person, and farmers especially now, dairy farmers and beef and tillage farmers, they need water as well, because obviously weeks and weeks of dry weather. We've had 2 weeks now of continuous dry weather. It's not good, but no doubt there'll be people that will want the fine weather to continue, and it's great for sport and other things, and we'll come back and talk about sport and indeed other items making the news after this next piece of music, which is by Big Tom, and it's all about the four roads to Glenamedy.
Where my mom and daddy lie. One road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow. And one dusty road that led me on my journey far away.
Big Tom there, the four roads to Glenamaddy, and of course Big Tom passed away just a few months ago following the death of his wife early in the year, but I've no doubt his legend will live on for many, many years. Big Tom from Castleblaney in County Monaghan, and certainly great memories of seeing him at dances, especially throughout the summer months in Ireland when the carnivals were on, especially in the west of Ireland, and he was a big draw card if he played at one of the big festivals or carnivals that took place around Ireland. And but of course there's lots of festivals, there's lots of things happening in Ireland over the next few months, so those people that are lucky enough to be heading off, you'll be getting the fine weather as well as the chance of you know, seeing some great music. I see Christy Moore was playing down at the a big concert in Cork at the weekend, Marquee, they call it, and he played there on Saturday night and got a great reception. And but now the Taoiseach and the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, they were in New York yesterday, along with U2, or in fact Munda, and they were launching Ireland's bid to get a permanent seat on the UN. We know that the Minister for the Diaspora was here a few months ago, and he travelled to some of the neighbouring islands to lobby for support. Of course, New Zealand had a seat on the UN Security Council for, I think, 6 months, about 3 or 4 years ago. But Ireland are looking for a seat in 2021. And I think the length of the seat that they want on it is about 2 years. So Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney were in New York. They talked about Ireland's contribution to the UN, especially on peacekeeping missions over the last 50, 60 years. And U2, they had a concert in, I think it was Madison Square Gardens on Saturday night, and they invited all the UN ambassadors to come along to join them at the concert, and they encouraged the ambassadors to you know, vote for Ireland and give Ireland a permanent seat on the UN Council in 2021. So as soon as the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach to come back, they'll have more pressing issues, because reports came out yesterday that Fianna Fáil are getting fed up with the antics of Fine Gael. And now I see in the Irish Times on Tuesday that Fine Gael are getting fed up with the antics of Fianna Fáil. Of course, the government is only in power with the support of the Fianna Fáil government led by Micheál Martin. And all these Fianna Fáil TDs, they haven't been in power now since 2011, so they're probably itching to get back in again, and they think they have a chance. So currently, you know, Leo Varadkar is the most popular Taoiseach in Ireland, and he's in power with the support, as I said, of Independence and Fianna Fáil. And when Fianna Fáil backed the formation of the government, they said they'd back it for three budgets, and the third budget is due to come in October. And of course they get an input into the amount of obviously spending and cutbacks, especially in the budget. But Fine Gael are saying no to some of the spending that they want to include. So Fianna Fáil are probably likely, if they see a chance of getting into power, to pull the plug on the support in the government. That would mean a general election. Where the parties would be afterwards, nobody knows, but it's likely that Sinn Féin would probably increase their number of votes and more seats, and thus it would leave the situation that Fine Gael and or Fianna Fáil will have to negotiate with Sinn Féin to form the next government. So while the politicians might be going off on holidays, there's important legislation to go through regarding the abortion referendum that took place in May. They could be out pounding on the streets in late September, early October, if some of these reports are true. Anyway, here we go with another piece of music. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And up next, we've got Maura O'Connell singing all about Trouble in the Fields. Trouble in the fields. Well, the fields of Athenry and all the other fields in Ireland could do with some decent bit of rain over the next few days. But looking through the forecast icons in the Irish Times on Tuesday, no sign of any rain coming at least for another week. A little bit cloudy towards the end of the week, but certainly the temperatures went up in... Where did they go? At the ride the other day, they went up to over 31 degrees Celsius. So very, very hot. Obviously good for people that have turf cut, and that's been saved. But grass has not grown again, and farmers need rain. So certainly the weather dominating the news in Ireland. Right, well, let's talk a bit about sport now. What a big weekend of sport it was. Of course, the World Cup is continuing, and, you know, obviously Ireland is not involved, but there's still huge interest in the World Cup in Ireland. But all the interest in sport last weekend centred around Gaelic Games. And, you know, last week we talked about the big debate over where Kildare were going to play Mayo in the qualifier games. And they said it was going to be played in Newbridge or nowhere. The GAA had insisted the game be played at Croke Park, but the GAA basically decided on late on Wednesday last week that the game should be played in Newbridge. So it was an all-ticket affair, 8,200 people. Most of them, or I think half of them, came from Mayo because they had to give tickets to the season ticket holders in Mayo. And that game was played on Saturday night in beautiful, very warm conditions. And Mayo beaten finalists in last year's All-Ireland final by Dublin. Took on Kildare, and everybody thought they'd win that match, but unfortunately Kildare too strong. Kildare winning 21 points to 19, so big disappointment for Mayo and their followers, because they do bring a huge crowd, and but it just was a bridge too far for them, and certainly they will be disappointed not to make the next round of the qualifiers, which took place yesterday. So other wins at the weekend were for Monaghan. They went down to Carrick and Shannon, convincing winners over Leitrim, 119 to 9 points. Armagh, very strong for Kildare, 216 to 115. And Cavan, they were beaten by Tyrone. That was a tight game. Tyrone playing Cavan at Inniskillen, winning that game 18 points to 112. So then everybody tuned in to RT Radio on Monday morning to hear the last round of the qualifiers, where the provincial losers was Common from Connacht, Cork from Munster, Leash from Leinster, and Fermanagh from Ulster away to their fate. So the first name out, all these matches have to be played at neutral venues, was Kildare. They take on Fermanagh, and you wouldn't bank, not back Kildare on advance into the Super 8s. Cork, they take on Tyrone. Roscommon, they take on Armagh, and the final pairing is Leash taking on Armagh, I think. Yeah, but anyway, the fixtures that came out yesterday, so those games are going to be played, I think, over the not this weekend, the following weekend. And Croke Park is out of commission this weekend because there's a former junior hurler, according to Brian Cody, called Michael Bublé, who's playing there, because Galway played Kilkenny in the Leinster Hurling Championship final on Sunday. That game ended in a draw, 18 points each. So now we have a team from Connacht, Galway, playing a team from Leinster, Kilkenny, playing in a venue in Munster, Thurles, to replay the Leinster final. So that's where that game is going to be played. And Thurles is where it all happened on Sunday, in front of 45,000 fans, when Cork took on Clare and won that game 224 to 319. So Clare still in the All-Ireland Championship, but certainly will be disappointed that they didn't win the Munster title. Cork winning back-to-back titles, so Cork certainly looking good. So still in the All-Ireland Hurling Championship, Cork, Clare, Wexford, Limerick, Galway and Kilkenny. So there's going to be some good games, and of course you can watch the all these Gaelic games online on gaago.ie. You can go in and watch the various games there on www.gaago.ie. Now, coming up in August, I mentioned this last week, we've got the Spirit of Ireland, an Irish dance, high energy dance extravaganza, and it runs for a week between the 15th and the 19th of August, 6 days at the Civic in Auckland. And you can book your tickets online at irishceltic.co.nz, www.irishceltic.co.nz. And one of the lead dancers with Irish Celtic is a Leitrim man, and his name is Emmett, and we're going to be having a chat to him on the programme here next week. He's danced to it with Lord of the Dance and River Dance, along with many other dancers, so having a chat to him on the programme next week. Righto, let's move on, and this time we're going to have a few hornpipes here from the tin whistle of Mary Bergen. Thank you. Yes, the beautiful tin whistle playing there of Mary Berg and a couple of hornpipes. And if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we remember Hugh Green. His anniversary occurs next week. Hugh, this time every year, Lord have mercy on him, would have been heading off to Ireland. He used to win, go for a month and always ended up in Galway at the Galway races, which run on the last week of July. But you're listening to us tonight on a Wednesday night in Auckland out of the Planet FM studios, Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch. And we know we've got listeners around New Zealand and around the world listening on planetaudio.org.nz. So hopefully you're enjoying the programme, bringing the latest news out of Ireland. All good news as far as the weather is concerned. If you're on holidays over there, looking through the Irish Farming Independent on Tuesday, all the headlines on the front of the pages, big story leading this says, cattle prices slump as farmers offload stock. Sharp hike in cull cow slaughter figures as drought poses severe problems across all farm sectors. Fodder options and training on a tradition. But we've been on a knife edge with the water supply all week. These are farmers, Jerry Nolan and his son James, and they're drawing water from the River Nore, trying to keep their cows in water, and certainly not a lot of grass in the fields in the background. And as said here, as I mentioned earlier, searing heat to last for at least another week. But I heard one farmer talking the other morning, and he said that only it rained for an hour during the middle of the night, it would be fantastic. So another headline here, heat wave has burnt off grass growth. Potato growers turn to irrigation to protect crops. Some nice pictures here. Fair day at Strad Valley Hall. We've got a couple of nice pictures here of people at these festivals. There's lots of festivals happening all around the country in, what do you call it, you know, on around agricultural show days as well, and tragedy as well. I see where a young man was killed in Claremorris on Saturday evening, where he was involved in collecting bales in a farm vehicle. Pat Quinn, he was just in his early 50s, and I see obviously a huge loss to his family and his friends down there in the west of Ireland. Barley harvest underway. Dan Hayes and Kieran Ryan of Jim Ryan Contract and Services in Clonmel pictured with a crop of winter barley which yielded 3.8 tonnes per acre at 17% moisture. For any farmer out there wondering about the moisture constraints, so it says strong outlook for winter barley, but straw volumes are forced to collapse, obviously again affected by the weather. And then they have a big story here about hill farmers have launched a new scheme to promote mountain lamb in the European market. So there's a nice picture here of Brendan Joyce on his farm at Mam Cross in County Galway. He's the 10th generation of his farm, of his family, to farm sheep, or to sheep farm over in Connemara. And what a picture it is. Beautiful picture. The sheep don't look that great. They're mountainy sheep, but the picturesque in the background is just beautiful on a fine day. And finally, there's a severe shortage of shearers. So if there's anybody there in New Zealand that's interested in going shearing, I'll send this to my, what do you call it, nephew here, because he's a big shearer. But it says there's a huge shortage of shearers in Ireland. So if there's anybody there that's interested in going to Ireland to work for a few months in shearing, maybe you should contact the Shearing Association, Irish Sheep Shearers Association, and you might end up getting a job. All right, we'll move on. And this time we've got Lord of the Dance. As I said, we've got Irish Celtic, a high-energy dance show coming here in August, running from the 15th to the 19th of August. And obviously you can buy tickets for that, and many of the dancers there have featured in Riverdance and Lord of the Dance, and the tickets can be got by logging on to the website irishceltic.co.nz. So here he is, Lord of the Dance. Yes, Lord of the Dance there. And if you have a few spare bob, you could buy Michael Flatley's mansion in County Cork outside Mallow. He bought this castle for about, five or six million, spent about 30 million doing it up. It's a stately home, and it was for sale last year for around 21, 22 million, but no buyers. And I see he's got a new letting agent selling it, and he's reduced the price now. They're looking for offers in around 12 million euro. So if you happen to win the next big lotto in New Zealand, you might be able to negotiate with Michael Flatley to buy this stately home. Of course, he's got homes in many other parts of the world, including a stately mansion in England. But there he was, Lord of the Dance. He started off with Riverdance in 1994 at the interval during the Eurovision Song Contest, and then danced with Riverdance for a while, but didn't like the way they were going and left and set up Lord of the Dance, and he's gone from success to success. But of course, he's pulled back on all his own dancing now, but the shows are keeping going. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, there was huge controversy last week as a result of a priest not turning up to say Mass at Mount Marian Church, St. Teresa's Mount Marian Church in South Dublin. And one of the rostered readers was the minister, Josephia Madigan, and one paper said she actually celebrated Mass, which wasn't true, but she led the prayers, and she then decided to seek a bit of publicity, or somebody mentioned this, and talked about the shortage of priests in the Dublin Diocese. Well, she was very quickly put in her place by the Bishop of Dublin, Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, and he said there was no shortage of priests. There was a misunderstanding that night, and the priest that was due to say Mass forgot about it. I notice he apologised to the parishioners during the week, and he's moving on. No connection with him missing the Mass to work. I think it's France or Rome now, but the bishop went out and said the Mass there on Sunday night and apologised to the parishioners, and there was a bit of a tit-for-tat between him and Josephia during the week, but I think, you know, they've ironed things out now. Mary McAleese, former President of Ireland, she's basically said she voted yes in the recent abortion referendum, and she's no intention of going to confession, as some bishops suggested anybody that voted yes should do. She and her husband, Martin, and their son were part of the parade, the gay parade that took place in Dublin on Saturday evening. And again, she has been saying that it's time for the Catholic Church to take a good look at themselves, not just in Ireland, but globally. And she certainly is considering her options. I think she said that she won't attend any of the masses or functions that Pope Francis will be concelebrating when he comes to Ireland at the end of August. Events in Croke Park and Knock have sold out, and over 400,000 tickets have already been ordered for the concelebrated Mass at the Phoenix Park the day before the Pope heads back to Rome, although a number of people are buying tickets and saying they have no intention of using them. And you don't buy them, you just get to sign up and you get them. And if you're bringing a bus tour, you can get 70 tickets. So there was a guy on the other day from Cork, and he said he's booked 8 bus tours and has got something over 650 tickets for the event, but won't be using any of them. But let's hope he comes to his senses and he gives the tickets to people that really want to go and see the Pope when he comes to Ireland at the end of August. It'll be a huge event, and the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said it's mean-spirited by these people that are ordering tickets online with no intention of going to use them, because there's certainly plenty of practicing Catholics that would love to see the Pope, whether it's in Croke Park, the Phoenix Park, or in Knock and County Mayo. All right, we move on with another bit of music here, and it's a few years since this man came to New Zealand shores, Kieran Goss. Remember, he played at the Irish Club many, many years ago when it was in Great North Road, but here he is singing Take a Look at My Heart. Once the fool
leaving the words you said you'd never go. Take a look at my
came to New Zealand with the Guinness Celebration of Irish Music. I've interviewed him many times, and from Newry, Kieran, from a big family, but living over in the west of Ireland, Sligo, and obviously still doing the playing a lot of gigs over in Ireland. So if you tuned in, welcome along, listening to Ireland Calling. Well, we talked a few weeks ago about the terrible tragedy in Dublin where the young Filipino student was murdered while she was waiting to get out of the bus. Coming home from working in Bray in County Wicklow. She lived in Enniskerry with her mum and dad, and her name was Justine Valdez, and she came from a very big family in the Philippines. So hard to believe a month has gone by since her death, but her funeral took place over the weekend in the Philippines, because so many of her extended family have had to travel from many parts of the world. So lots of publicity given to her funeral and the cortege going through a very remote looking village here on Sunday. And I know that huge outpouring of support, lots of money raised in Ireland, over €100,000 to help the family. And her mum and dad, she was an only child, have decided to stay in the Philippines for at least a number of months to be close to where she was laid to rest, but eventually they want to go back and live in Ireland. What else has happened over there in Ireland? As I said, the weather dominating the news. The World Cup in soccer is certainly getting a lot of publicity in Ireland as well. And, of course, while Ireland or Northern Ireland weren't in it, people will be following England. And, of course, they're playing tomorrow morning. I think they play their next game. And there'd be half of Ireland that would like to see them win and the other half would like to see them lose. But hopefully they'll do very well. They've certainly performed well so far. But the big test comes now in these next few games. But certainly soccer in Ireland is a very, very popular sport. And rugby has kind of gone off the pages now while the Irish rugby players take a good break. But some of the players are back already training. And I see where Simon Zebo, who's left Munster to go and join Racing 92, he left Ireland yesterday and tweeted a message thanking all the fans in Ireland, you know, for the support over the years, and he's looking forward to the new adventure. And of course, that's where Dan Carter was playing. Dan's coming back, I think, to Japan, and then back here to New Zealand. And Rona Rungara, who's coach or assistant coach at the Crusaders, he's been coaching at the Racing 92 club for the last few years, so I'm sure Simon Zebo will do very well there. Joe Smith, I think he came to New Zealand for a week or two, but I'm sure he's on his way back to Ireland again and planning for the end of year season, which includes matches against the All Blacks, Italy and America, and Argentina and the USA. And then you've got the Six Nations Championship, and then we'll be into leading up to the Rugby World Cup. Let's take another bit of music here. Martin O'Connor, and he's singing all of our... He's singing. He's got the concertina up and away. Away. We're not gone away quite yet. We've got another 10 minutes to go before the end of the programme. The programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, I'm looking here at some of the letters in the Irish Times on Tuesday talking about the weather, and it says here, ACORA are hosepipe bans to Irish summer. what unnecessary journeys are to Irish winters. Says here, in a country where it rains up to 255 days of the year, why should we ever need to ration water just because we have a few nice days of weather? Apart from the ongoing task of repairing the water supply infrastructure, surely we should be able to increase reservoir capacity to meet our current and future demands. The potential threat to our economy from water shortages makes this decision a no-brainer. Just go on and do it. On yesterday morning's weather forecast, Met Éireann referred to the risk of showers and later to the high risk of sunburn. While the risk of sunburn is well established, the risk of associated with showers in the present drought conditions is less clear. If Johnny Cash were alive and flying over Ireland today, I think instead of writing his song 40 Shades of Green, he would have written 40 Shades of Brown. And finally, one last letter here from a reader in Wicklow. From Monday next, people in Greater Dublin, that was from yesterday, will be prohibited from using a hose pipe to wash their car. Water usage of about 50 litres. However, they will still be able to go to the service station and use the automatic car wash there. Water usage of about 300 litres. Are the people in Irish Water of this world? Well, certainly, you know, there was restructuring planned for Irish Water. There was supposed to be meters brought in, but of course it became a government coalition issue before the last government was formed, and Fianna Fáil basically backed other minority parties for the proposed charges for waters to be disbanded. But here we go. There's an awful lot of investment needed in Irish waters, and the money is going to have to be found somewhere, you know, so that, because we will be getting more and more warmer summers in the years to come. So certainly the weather is playing a big part in what's happening in Ireland at the moment. The other issues that are major focus in Ireland, and the deadline is getting nearer and nearer, is what's happening with Brexit. And not a lot. At least the Irish government, Taoiseach, will be happy that Angela Merkel has sorted out her differences with one of her coalition partners, because there was possibility last week that she might even be forced to step down. But it looks like overnight she's agreed to relook at the way that immigrants are allowed into Germany. Certainly they don't want to go the way that America is going, so at least that the German coalition government is stable for the time being, because Merkel plays a key role in decisions happening in Europe, and everybody thinks she'll be a good ally to Ireland when these final negotiations over Brexit take place. But not a lot happening on that front at the moment, so worrying time for the politicians, both especially in the South and Northern Ireland. No executive up and running. Of course, we're only a week away from the 12th, when all these marches take place throughout the North, and we know that some of these become hotspots and a chance for people to go out and create havoc for the nationalist community. So let's hope that they all peacefully pass off quietly next week. Right, we'll take a song here from Johnny McAvoy before we wrap up for another week. Here he is, the Boston Burglar.
I was born and raised in Boston, a place you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents and raised most tenderly, till I became a sporting lad at the age of 23. My character was taken and I was sent to jail. My friends, they came and tried in vain to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, the clerk, he wrote it down. The judge, he passed the sentence, I was bound for Charlestown. They placed me on an eastbound train one cold December day, and every station we passed through, you could hear the people say, there goes the Boston burglar, in cold chains he's bound. For one crime or another, he is bound
for Charlestown. All you have your freedom, take a warning if you can, and don't go round the streets at night breaking laws of God and man. For if you do, you'll surely rue and find yourself like me, serving up full 20 years in the penitentiary.
Yes, indeed, there, Boston burglar Johnny McAvoy, almost taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. You've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and I hope wherever you're listening tonight you've enjoyed the programme and the latest news updates from Ireland. Of course, this weekend, you know, there's more Gaelic games happening over there, and if you want to watch your favourite team playing, log on to gaago.ie. And I forgot to say hello to a listener I met on Saturday night, Richard Whelan, with Strong Irish Connections. Richard was going to tune in tonight and listen to Ireland Calling. So, Richard, if you tuned in, apologies for not saying hello to you earlier on. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. And we'll leave you tonight with Liam O'Flynn and a lovely piece of Illan music here called The Wild Geese. For me, Oliver Lee, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless. I'll be back next Wednesday night.